Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Where do you feel like they're going to miss Ozzie Albies? If there's one thing specifically that they're going to miss most from him not being available for however long it is, what do you think that's going to be?
I mean, it's a little combination of everything. I mean, the hopes obviously are that he's not going to be gone for an incredibly long time. Like, say, you know, a couple of years ago when he broke his foot and he missed, what, 90 days or so, or 81 games, I believe, as it broke down. So basically half a season. Knowing that that's not necessarily something you have to worry about this time around probably gives everybody a little bit of comfort that you didn't have the last time, because with the broken toe rather than the broken foot, they feel like, you know, a couple of weeks they're going to reassess this thing. Maybe that's all it is. Maybe it's 3, 4, whatever it is. They're not going to rush him back, but they want him to be, you know, healthy and healed and back in there. They'll be back at home, so he'll be around the club the entire time. I don't know if he'll travel at all for this, and a lot of times injured players obviously don't. But, yeah, I mean, having Ozzie Albies in the lineup every day goes without saying that's important. But what he means to this club in a bigger picture sense is something that I think people have recognized over the past few years, as some of the names and some of the faces change. But Ozzie Albies has been a constant for this club throughout its run of success. So not having him around and not having him plugged in all the ways that he can be, yeah, I mean, that's going to be an adjustment for this club. And the production on the field, it's hard to replace this guy.
So, Grant, how do they do this as far as is it going to be the – because I know it's hard they brought up another – picked up the option or whatever, the contract, whatever, of another second baseman. How do they go about this? Is it righty-lefty? Is it who has a hot hand? How do you think they go about the rotation at second base?
Yeah, it could be a little bit of both, to be honest with you. I don't know that they'll have hard and fast rules about it, but they could do a little bit of platooning here and there, just trying to get some guys – you know, regular bats, give an opportunity, show what they can do. David Fletcher's the guy they brought up from AAA Gwinnett. They picked him up in a trade with the Angels over the offseason, outrighted him off the roster, but they did still owe him a considerable, you know, chunk of money for the next couple of years, or this year and next year. I believe it's about $7 million per season. And, you know, you might as well see if he can help you out here. I mean, the idea, I don't think, was necessarily to dump him altogether, but if some team wanted to pick him up off waivers, they were going to let that happen.
Right.
But to have more roster flexibility is how he ended up in AAA, to make a long story, I guess, a little bit longer. But good on base skills, you know, versatile. I think he's a decent shortstop option as well, so he gives you a little bit of versatility, and yeah, that can help out. And then obviously we saw Luis Guillorme, who was in the lineup in the game two with Ozzie out and is in the lineup again for the finale in Houston. He's going to get a little bit of an opportunity as well, and hopefully, you know, you can have Ozzie back sooner than later. But when exactly that is clearly the multi-million dollar question.
No doubt. The good news is the Braves have continued to win, with the injury to Ozzie in the first game against the Astros. He played 8 innings with a broken toe, which is pretty badass. And then they win again yesterday. Ronaldo Lopez off to just an incredible start. And I realize like a 0.5 ERA is not sustainable. But what that you've seen from him do you feel like might really be the real deal through 3 starts?
Yeah, I mean, as much as anything, it's just consistency and being able to carry through that start and not kind of wear down after the second time through the order, because that was going to be the real test, I think, for Ronaldo in going from a bullpen weapon to a starter, which is something he very much wanted, and the Braves are giving him the opportunity to do. But, you know, he's maintained that velocity. He's got a little bit extra when he needs to reach back for it. I saw him hit 97 last night. You know, he's got a good enough offering between his fastball and his slider to stay ahead of hitters, and he's been throwing strikes. And if he's doing all of those things, that makes me feel like he's in a place where he can succeed. It's not going to be 6 shutout innings every time or 6 innings of 1-run ball every time, but you look at what's happened over the course of the season here very early, pleasant surprise and then some has been what Reynaldo Lopez has been able to do out of what is now going to become the fourth spot in the rotation. Yep. So his role has also gotten even more important. And despite all of the questions we have and injuries the Braves are dealing with, best record in the National League here in the early going, and that's a trend they'd very much like to keep up.
Hey, Grant, we saw Darius Vine did pretty good the other day and everything like that. So obviously we talk about earning another start. At what point these guys like him and the Schusters and guys like that, at what point do you look at it as where, well, they can have a bad start but yet can still continue to have another start?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of a case-by-case basis, and I don't know if I could really tell you from the outside looking in exactly why all of the decisions were made last year. In some cases, it was obvious. In other cases, I just looked at it and thought, well, I would kind of keep that guy around. Sometimes they need the extra arm, so I get it. But, you know, we'll kind of see how this one plays out this year. It looks like Darius Vines is going to get another start, you know, next time through the rotation this weekend, but I'm still kind of curious, you know, where Bryce Elder falls in. Do they call him up at the start of the week and get him locked into a rotation spot? And Darius Vines just kind of help them get there and timing all of that out. But it kind of remains to be seen, I guess, and we're all going to find out together. But I feel like Bryce Elder, given what he's been able to do and his experience at the big league level beyond Darius Vines and Alan Winans and A.J. Smith-Shawver, who's not quite stretched out yet, and obviously Hurston Waldrop, who is yet to pitch in the big leagues, you've got an experienced guy that you can plug into the rotation that a lot of teams would love to have. So hopefully they're able to answer this question internally, and hopefully, I think for everybody involved, I mean, maybe this won't help out the young guys trying to make a good impression, but that revolving door just doesn't seem to be the ideal scenario.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.